Okay, he's going to bless you with special favor and all this wonderful stuff when you do what? How are you going to get to know him better and better? That's the only way you can get to know Jesus is in the Word. Right, son? If you don't read that book, you'll never learn who he is. Somebody said, well, I read the Bible twice. I said, you don't know nothing, do you? Well, yeah, I read the book twice. This guy that's a double, triple PhD friend of mine up in Washington, D.C., he's one of the sharpest men I've ever run into in my life. He's so educated. I led his wife to Jesus. He's a Southern Baptist, but he's so involved in the world and work. His little wife, he had never even asked her if she was a Christian. You know, remember, once in a great while, once or twice a year, they'd go to church, you know, big deal, you know. But one day when I called and talked to him and I got her, and before I got off the phone, I'm wanting to know, well, her name was Pani. I said, Pani, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? She said, no, Thurman, I'm a Buddhist. I said, oh, you're a Buddhist, huh? I said, what country? Did you come from a foreign country? Yeah, I came from Japan or whatever it was. And I said, how long have you been over this country? Oh, 15 or 20 years, whatever it was. And I said, you go to school over here? Oh, yeah, I went to school. And you know, I've got my PhD from whatever, one of them big schools up in Washington, D.C. I said, but you don't go to church? Oh, she said, my husband, Rick, he takes me to church once in a while. We go once or twice a year. I said, but you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Well, she said, no, I'm a Buddhist. I said, well, you need to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So I shared a lot of stuff with her from the Word. And then, of course, I left her some scripture to read. And then two or three or four weeks, I called her back. What do you think about that stuff I told you to read? Well, she said, very interesting. I said, let me pray for you. And so I prayed for her, done all kinds of things. It wasn't but just a few months and a few phone calls. I led that girl to Jesus Christ over the telephone. She got saved. Now, is that what God's supposed to tell us to do? That's what we're supposed to be doing as his children, absolutely. And so Rick, he called me and he said, hey, my wife is talking about Jesus now. We're having to read the Bible. She wants to read the Bible every once in a while. He said, she said, you led her to Christ. I said, yes. I said, you should have done it. I said, you're a Baptist. You should have led her to Jesus. But I said, that tells me you don't go to church. He said, well, okay. He said, you're telling us we need to read the Bible. It's important. I said, Rick, it's the most important book in the world. I said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you just to read the New Testament, you and Pawnee, to start reading the New Testament together. I read a chapter or two or three or four, whatever, every night. I said, I know both of y'all got super PhDs and everything else. You're both super educated. So I know you can comprehend real good because you didn't get all those degrees without, you know, being pretty sharp. So I said, read the Bible. And then I said, when you get through reading it, call me. This is the New Testament. I said, it won't take you long, a few months, and then call me and tell me what you learned. Well, a few months goes by, and he calls one day and said, hey, Thurman, he said, Bonnie and I finished the New Testament. I said, what do you think about it? Oh, he said, it's interesting. It's interesting. I said, oh, okay, good, it's interesting. I said, something, I forget now what it was he was talking about, and I said, well, I'll tell you what, you just read the New Testament. I said, there's an awesome promise in there, and he was talking, I think what he was talking about was something to do with our company on how we were going to have to change freons or something on some of our equipment. And I said, you know, why don't we just pray about that, and why don't we stand on the wonderful promise of Matthew 18:19? He said, well, you know, that book of Matthew was a wonderful book. I really enjoyed the book of Matthew. I said, well, let's take this wonderful promise of Matthew 18:19. I said, if you read it, I said, Rick, with your brain, you probably even know what that says. He said, Matthew 18:19? He said, quote it to me. I said, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. He said, now, wait a minute. Mine couldn't have said that. He said, because a promise that great from God, I would never forget something like that. I said, well, why don't you open your Bible and let's see what Matthew 18:19 says in your translation. I said, what translation you got? He looked, he said, it's the King James. I said, okay, open it up. So he opened it up, Matthew 18:19. He said, my gosh, that's what it says. That's what it says. Isn't that amazing? I said, Rick, I thought you told me you just read it. He said, well, I did. I said, well, how come you missed that wonderful promise? He said, I don't know. But he said, you know, you would think a man with my intelligence, you know, that has read as many books and got as many degrees as I have would remember something that spectacular. You would think. But is he any different than the rest of us? No. See, the enemy deceives us. When we start getting close to one of those promises, You know, here's a little lady. You're reading the Word. You're getting up close to Matthew, and you're getting Matthew chapter 18, and the devil says, oh, honey, you got children to take care of. You got dinner to fix this afternoon. You got clothes to wash. I mean, everything in the world comes into your mind until you get past those wonderful promises. Then the devil says, I got her past those. Is that the way he works? Guarantee that's the way he works. He don't want you to know them promises, does he? No. So anyway, I said, well, Rick, let's take that and let's stand on it and let's pray the prayer of faith, and then I'll show you that God will fix our problem. He said, do you pray about everything? I said, that's Scripture. Pray about everything with thanksgiving. He said, you really do run your whole life according to this book, don't you? I said, yes, I do, Rick. So we prayed. And it happened. He called me back in just a few days and he said, holy cow. He said, that prayer you prayed worked. He said, we got the answer. I said, well, see, did God tell us to do that? He said, yes, he did. Now then, I don't know if he still remembers Matthew 18, 19, but you know, I think this next week I'm going to try to call him and see if he remembers now that I've thought about it. He had a problem here a while back. I hadn't heard from him in years, and he had a problem the other day with his physical body. And I hadn't heard from him for years. But guess who called? Rick. No, Rick. He did. He called, and he wanted me to pray for him. That was his request. I haven't seen this guy in at least 10 or 15 years. But he remembers my walk with God. And he called and wanted me to pray for him. And I did. And it would be nice to have a follow-up on, I guess, and call him and see how he's getting along. You know? May God bless you with this special favor and wonderful peace as you come to know Jesus, our God and Lord, better and better. Like I say, the only way you can come to know Him is in the Word. Well, let's see what verse 3 and 4 says. As we know Jesus better, His divine power gives us everything we need for living a godly life. As we know Him better, we learn that He's not only the Savior, He's the healer. Is that right? If He's the healer, and also He's the one that demands we walk holy and pure and without any kind of blame. So if we walk in obedience to His Word, He says, as we know Jesus better and better, we read about Him, we learn about Him, we learn what He says, what He likes, what He doesn't like, then His divine power, not the doctor, but the doctor, Jesus Christ, His divine power gives us how much? Everything we need for living a godly life. So, from what we learned in Ephesians chapter 1 and in 2 Peter chapter 1, so far, what has He cut us short on? Nothing. Absolutely right. It's all there. It's already yours. You don't have to pray for it. Healing belongs to you, just like salvation. Salvation belongs to every human being on the face of the earth. But they have to receive it by faith. Healing belongs to everybody on the face of the earth, but they have to receive it by faith. If you don't receive it by faith, you won't get it. He's a faith God. And here's what so many people do. People pray. In fact, let me go just a little bit further before I get to that. It says, He has called us to receive His own glory and goodness. And by that same mighty power, He has given us all of His rich and wonderful promises. Ooh! I'm just going to ask somebody here, you give me just one of your favorite awesome promises from God that God give you under the new covenant. Just, I won't call any, you'll have to hold up your hand. I ain't going to point you out. Give me one. Okay, it's for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Okay, so anybody else? So give me a promise.
That He'll direct my path.
He will direct my path. You mean, you think an old wicked girl like you, He'll direct your path?
If I trust Him with my whole heart.
As you walk in holiness and obedience to His Word, you know He will, don't you, Jerry?
Right.
Yeah, see, somebody comes and listens to what the devil does. No, you old worthless woman, you know God would never direct your path. Don't that sound just like the enemy?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what we believe most of the time? That devil, instead of God's promises. That's just about how easy it is to knock us off our block. You know, when somebody says that, you might have to say, you'll have to say, well, I might have used to have been an old worthless woman. or I might have been a young, worthless woman, whatever you want to say. But now I'm a daughter of the King. I'm a princess of the King of the universe. And He lives in me. You know, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. And boy, with that kind of word, when you come back, you start quoting those promises. Somebody else tell me a promise. Luke 10:19-20, this girl says she's been given all power and authority over the enemy. Wow, what can you do with all power and authority over the enemy? Hey, you can do some wonderful things, I guarantee. Somebody else give me another promise. It's what, honey? Oh, okay. Okay, okay. Ooh, I love that one, don't you, girl? This girl here, she don't want this normal life. She wants Jesus kind of life. Abundant, right? But He promised it, didn't He? He did. You know, I think about a good friend of mine one time, and he's a doctor. And that morning, the Lord told him, He said, today I'm going to put you to the test. Now, how many of you like that? He didn't have a clue what it meant, but he heard God clearly say, today I'm going to put you to the test. Well, that morning, the toilet stopped up in one of his bathrooms. And the house is a pier and beam house. So they had to crawl under the house, and while they're under there, they had blowed some kind of insulation in under there, and a plumber had come, and he went under there with the plumber to help him, and when they're sawing the pipe in two, they hit some of that insulation, and it fell right in his face, and he sucked that insulation right into his nose and his mouth. The minute it hit his throat, it started closing his throat down. His throat started swelling, and he knew it was over. He knew what that stuff was going to do to him. He knew he had seconds to live until he couldn't breathe. And then you only got a minute or two till you're over. And when he breathed that stuff in, he said, Lord, I want to thank you for this test. Though you slay me, I will serve you. But I'm going to stay in faith. And he passed out. And as he's passing out, he tells the guy. The guy said, what can I do? He said, pray. And the guy started praying. And my friend passed out. He was out for a minute or two, and then all of a sudden, he woke up wide awake, and he heard the Lord say, you passed your test.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Precious Faith, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.